welcome to the show.
Best around, it just depends if I'm in your town.
Welcome to another edition of Ruck Talk, everybody.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, it's the New Year's Eve resolution edition.
It just depends if I'm in your town.
This is the episode that I'm probably going to despise the most because it is the first. It is coming up on one of the first episodes of the year. You know what I mean? Like as the 2024 vigil actually falls upon us. Everybody's going to start with the same shit. 2024 is my year. Oh, I'm going to do it. I'm going to make it in 2024. I'm going to do this for 2024. Shit, what happened to 2023? I'm going to give you a pass for 2022, 2021, and 20 because of COVID. But what happened to 19 or 18?
That's when COVID started, 19. So we go back to 18.
You can't get a pass to 19 because it started. We didn't know what it was. You still had a chance to make it. You still had a chance to do it. 2020, the other ones up until recently, I give you a pass. But it's like, what happened to all those other years? I'm tired of it. I was talking to, I just got off the whole 75 hard. See, that's what I did. I decided to make myself better right before the new year. So going in, I'm already a beast. Thank you very much. But what I'm saying is, I talked to my trainer right before 75 hard ended. And she was like, well, what do you want to do after the holidays? I said, I definitely am going to resume, but I think I'm going to take a break from the gym. Not me personally, but coming to the gym up until probably about January 15th or the third week of January. Because all the resolutioners will have dispersed by then after they've realized that they've committed. Well, they don't even do commitments to the gym anymore, but they've already paid a month's worth of membership and they're like,
yeah, it usually goes up until February from what I've learned.
Yeah, but it thins out right around the third week of January. Like people go so hard like the first 2 days and they're like, shit, I can't keep this up. And then by like week two they're like, this is a bad idea. And week three it's like it's thinned out. So I'm gonna wait till about the third week to resume. But it goes back to my question though. Why is it that we have to say that every year right before the year breaks, it's going to be your year that year. Like, what happened the previous year?
It's always the same mentality as I'm going to do it tomorrow. I'm going to get up to the gym tomorrow, and I'm going to eat better tomorrow. It's just always the same. It's the same mentality.
So, yeah. So, I try not to be the sheep, and I try not to follow that. So, hopefully, 2024 is your year, and you get a little bit serious about it and just say, fuck it, every year is my year. That's what I say. Like, shit, we had a great 2023, and 2024 is going to be just as badass as 23, 22, and everything else in between, right? Because we're doing it now. Don't set yourself up for that mental fuck every, December where you're like, it didn't happen this year, we're going to do it next year. And then it's like, why wait till the first? Do it now. Do it now. Mm-hmm. Rest in peace to my man Matthew Perry, who is, that's a famous line from Friends, where he's trying to get Joey to pee on Monica because she got stung by a jellyfish, TMI. And he was, do it now. And he was like, he got nervous. But anyway, but do it now is what I'm saying. That's the whole point. You don't have to wait. Like, go outside and do something now. Get a pre-New Year's resolution workout in or something. Just don't get caught up in that cycle of things. And in anything that you do in 2024, being a little bit more serious about your business, your family,
your health,
your health, as Mr. Brendan G over there is going to talk about. Before I get into his scare though, he had a health scare, so we're going to talk about it. Christmas was a doozy. Talk about health scare, safety scare, everything else, right?
What do you mean?
Listen, man, my kids, Santa hooked them up, and so did mommy and daddy. So collectively between Santa and mom and dad, my kids did well, right? And I didn't do so well because a lot of times, not all the time, because my wife does a great job, a phenomenal job at this, every time, putting stuff together, like, the dollhouse for my daughter or what have you, like, she, if she gets it, if Santa's getting it, Santa will do it. But if she's buying it, she'll put it together or whatever it is that we buy for them for Christmas. So I start opening up the presents. Man, do you know what it takes to open up a toy these days?
Oh, how they have that in the plastic oyster? Oh, I thought they banned that packaging that's like super dangerous. It'll cut you. And
some of the stuff still can cut you, bro. All right. And then it's like whoever has the job of duct taping the back of the things, like so the little twirly things won't come out. Somebody like
the twist ties. Yes.
Yeah. So
yes.
Twist ties get taped.
Yes. Right? This is the adult part.
Now, I don't know if there's a machine that does it or somebody like if. Could you imagine if there's a human being just ripping tape and just taping? Like he'd probably never want to tape anything ever.
Mike, I hate to say it, but there probably actually is.
No, it's probably that guy. That's what he does. You know what I mean? And he probably just rips it with his teeth, tapes. And he probably does it. He's probably gotten so good at it where he's like, okay, the guy, whoever bought this, I'm going to really piss him off. I'm going to put extra tape on this. And that guy is normally me because Christmas morning, while my kids are so happy with joy, the Santa and mommy and daddy got them everything that they wanted. I'm in the background going, baby Jesus, please save me from all this tape and untwirling and getting cut. So please, let's start a petition, depending on whoever gets into office, that we ban the tape guy from taping the toys during Christmas and find another solution. Thank you very much. That's all I asked for. But anyway, other than that, Christmas was great. How was yours?
My Christmas was amazing. I went back to the state of Michigan where I was born and raised to...
That great state of Michigan. Isn't that a place where they wanted to, like, kidnap your governor?
Yeah.
They did. I remember that.
They had a plot to do that. And some guys got exposed for doing it. I mean, that was just all around stupid idea. I'm not gonna lie. I don't like our governor, but that idea definitely had some holes in it.
That was great. So you went home, and so here's the crazy part. Talk about 2024 and coming into, like, great wishes and spirits. This fella over here experienced quite a health scare.
Yeah.
Over the holidays. Did. He had this little thing going on where he said the other day, I got this thing in my throat. It's like this lump in my throat. Fuck. And I was like, okay. I mean, some food stuck in your throat. He's like, it feels like it, but not quite. So he went and got it checked out, right?
I went and got it checked out. Well, and then I got it checked out again. And then I got it checked out again. Over the course of a week.
Yeah.
Mike. But the past 2 years of my life, I've had this lump. You can't feel it. You can't see it. But I know it's there, you know, in the back of my throat. And it only slightly irritated me. But I have such bad anxiety that I'm like, I'm going to die. I have cancer. I'm going to die. I told myself that like it was a fucking affirmation every single day, to the point to where it was like my before I go to bed routine is like, this shit's going to kill me in my throat. So I had made the decision to go get it checked out. This past week, I got a CAT scan, and then they recommended that I get an ultra. Actually, first I went to the ear, nose, and throat doctor, and he stuck a camera up my nose.
Ooh, love that when that happens.
Oh, it was brutal. And he's like, endoscopy. And then he put his hand in the back of my throat, and he's feeling around, and I'm like, this is pretty weird. And he's like, go get a CAT scan. So I go, I'm in the CAT scan machine, I lay back, and I'm going through the CAT scan machine. And you ever had one?
No, I'm good, thanks.
They put a dye through you. They put it into your
veins or whatever. Yeah, I heard. It's like a blue dye. You pee it out, don't you?
You don't pee blue or anything, but it feels like
warm.
Warm, my throat, I just took a shot of Fireball and then it went through my whole body and I'm like, whoa, this
your whole body got warm, right?
It was crazy, yeah.
We should get that for the right after the cold plunge.
I don't want to do that again ever. I was just laying staring at the ceiling thinking, what the fuck did I do to get here? And I thought about all the experiences in my life that brought me to this point.
Jesus Christ. This man is like all the experiences. He's 23 years old. Let's just preface it there.
He's got so many experiences.
Like he has mommy, daddy. He has high school, college. Done.
What happened throughout high school and college? Mike, do you understand that I am the first generation to experiment with e-cigarettes?
Oh, God. Jeez. Anyway, go ahead. So tell me about it. No, I seriously want to hear about it.
So when I was like 13 or 14, we had a smoke shop by our house.
No, I don't want to hear about your e-cigarettes. I want to hear about your experience.
I think that leads.
Oh, you're going back to the cause of the problem.
I'll stay in the present to tell you where I am currently. So I got the CAT scan and then they were like, we see like a mass in your neck. Want to go get this checked out, get it ultrasounded. So I went, got it ultrasounded, and they were like, it looks like it's malignant. It's not really growing in an appearance that would be alarming. And it's kind of stayed that way.
Wait, they told you it's malignant or benign?
Oh, wait, which one's
benign? Malignant is the C word, bro, because you're like, you're really...
No big deal.
I'm sitting here going, holy shit, they told him that it's malignant, and he's really cool about it.
Yeah, I'm like, I just kind of accepted, you know, what's coming to me.
Nah, no, it's, you'd be freaking out if that was the case. But go ahead. Okay. I'm listening.
So they did the ultrasound. They said it doesn't appear to be anything. And they're like, we want you to get some blood work to get done. So I went, Mike, I got every freaking thing tested in me blood-wise. I got tested for HIV. I got tested for hepatitis. I got tested for a metabolic comprehensive panel. Everything came back normal. No HIV. Bless up. But I really thought about the past couple of years of my life and how I've been taking care of myself, not taking care of myself, drinking, smoking, staying up late, and just being an overall unhealthy individual. And you know, when you first met me, what was I eating and drinking and doing? I was in college.
So here's the thing, though. These health scares are very interesting when they come about.
And you've had some yourself too.
10 billion trillion. Can you
please tell me about the time? This is like time? The one, the biggest one that you had where you thought you were, this was the end for you.
I thought I was dying.
Yes.
I mean, I had a panic attack. I hadn't gotten any sleep. I wasn't taking care of myself at the time, believe it or not. I was smoking cigarettes. I had operated on probably about 2 hours worth of sleep. We were working on a big project at my office. Went home to catch my 120 minutes worth. Woke up, showered, came back in. And I wasn't feeling quite right. Went outside, had a cigarette, which I probably shouldn't have did. Came back in, and I started feeling really jittery. My heart started beating really fast. And I started breathing funny. I swear to God, I thought I was having a heart attack. So my assistant at the time, I called her in. She looked me in the eye. She goes, what's wrong? Because she could always tell, like, when something's wrong. She's like, what's the matter? I said, I need you to go to the local gas station, get me 2 aspirins. I don't feel good. My chest, whatever, whatever. She ran out real quick, came back. I said, don't make a big deal of it. Came back in my office. I chewed the tablets and called my, at the time we were dating, my wife called her. Imagine that. She started dating. I was like, I need you to take me to the emergency room. I think I might be having a heart attack. But anyway, so she came, picked me up. We rushed to the hospital. And I'll give anybody a piece of advice. If you ever want to pass the line, skip the line in front of everybody, tell them you're having chest pains.
I watched somebody do this. As I was in the emergency room, they came in and did this. It does work.
Yeah. So that alone will get you to the front of the line. But anyway, so we get in and they poked me with a whole bunch of needles and my blood was like spurting all over the place because I had a whole bunch of aspirin.
High blood pressure?
No. I had a whole bunch of aspirin, so my blood was really thin. So it was like coming out really fast, right? Gross. And they did a whole bunch of blood work. I mean, apparently there's a... I'm not a doctor, but there's something in your blood that if you do have a heart attack, and especially within the time that I had it, I thought I had it. I didn't have one. But I thought I had it.
Like, yeah.
But they can tell based on whatever this thing is, tryptophan or tryptophan, something begins with a T. I could be wrong. I'm not wrong about the thing in your blood, but I could be wrong about the name. But they can tell if you've had a heart attack, which I didn't have that. And they're like, sir, you're fine. And I was like, you don't understand. This is what happened to me. So ever since that happened, ever since that day, I changed my tune as far as how I take care of myself. Because I went to the doctor for the first time in a long time after that. Got a checkup, and they found a couple of things. I didn't find anything bad. It was just things that were clear that I had poor lifestyle habits and needing to change that quickly. But I went down that rabbit hole, and you know, you go down a rabbit hole. I was going to ask you, when you had your lump, did you Google it? Because I could only imagine
almost instantly.
Instantly. That's the one thing that people should probably say, like, don't do that. Whatever you do, don't Google that. But you know, the fact that I went down that rabbit hole and Googled that, I turned into a full blown straight up hypochondriac about my health. But I think it was needed, though. I think sometimes people need a jolt. I mean, I think you need this jolt. And I firmly believe, like,
I know I did.
Honestly, it's nothing. Whatever the result is, and whatever it comes back with, I think it's nothing. But I think you need that jolt to say, like, you need to honestly wake up. And the problem is, it never really works unless you get really, really, really jolted, where you know you never want to return to that spot again. And it works for some people. It doesn't work for everybody. Listen, we've been on this, you know, you're talking about health, and I do think like 2024 needs to be a resolution of health and good health based on some things that have happened over the past year that I've been really paying attention to. Nothing that's happened, it's been happening. It's just, I just so happened to have woken up to it. I ran across a photo the other day of my high school ladies softball team, right? Some girls that I went to high school with. And then, why are you laughing? It's not funny.
I already know where this is going.
What? No, so then I looked up the softball team in my local neighborhood. And you can see the difference in the physique. We have gotten bigger as a nation, right? So I do hope that 2024 does bring on good health, not necessarily in the manner of you got to go to the gym every day, so you got to, you know, join it and, you know, sign yourself up for the most uncomfortable situation that you are physically and mentally not prepared for, because at that point you'll fail. But I have a, she was on the show, she was on Ruck Talk a couple talks ago, Dr. Sheila Payton. She has this really cool concept called small changes. I say that you just work on those small changes for this resolution of health, to just turn it around, whether that is truly, why do most people go to the gym, you would say, for the first of the year? They want to lose weight, right? Everybody wants to lose weight. Everybody wants a summer bod, and it's 6 months before that summer bod could come out. So you're going to start now, which is, I'm all for it. I'm just saying, don't go in there and try to think you're about to lift, you know, 250 pounds, you're going to hurt yourself. And the minute you hurt yourself, that's a setback that's going to really set you back to the point where you're probably never going to walk into that building ever again. Start small. Start actually just working on your diet. Eat some real food. Stop the processed stuff.
It's so, I'm speaking from experience, it is so hard to just stop eating processed. And it, just do it. Just fucking do it is the honest answer. But the reason that people don't do it is because it tastes so good. I would have a second dinner in my bed at 12 a.m. almost every single night of just unhealthy fast food, just because my stomach would hurt if I didn't.
It's funny, man, because it's like you look at some of the stuff, like this is the first time, not the first time, I've been doing it for a long time, but when you really look at the labels of some of the shit that you eat, and let's start there. Let's not even go into a gym just yet for New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, whatever your resolution is, just your diet alone, you know. Look at the back of the box. When shit starts having, like if you look at the back of the box of a Flintstones carton, you're going to see red 40, yellow 6, orange this, orange, like you don't even know what the fuck that is, how that's made. You know what I'm saying? Like you can't even, some of the stuff you can't even pronounce, but you're ingesting it. And I don't understand why. Like I don't understand why that's so hard to get around, so you can actually work on this resolution, this New Year's resolution of health. That's all we want at the end of the day. There's some people out there. You can find them if you're that social butterfly that's always on social media, right? There are guys like David Asprey, right? Who's this? He calls himself the grandfather, the father, the godfather of biohacking. He's some one of the fathers, the forefathers. But he talks about how, which I believe this too as well, how you don't really have to exercise to lose weight. I firmly believe that. If that's not what you do, you don't really have to do it. You know?
It helps, right?
It helps. You know, in so many different accords. It's like a trifecta. You know what I mean? You got sleep, exercise, and you got sleep, exercise, and diet. Man, you're killing them. That's like, that's 95% of your longevity. I think that's 95.
You had to pick one that was the most important out of all of them. It's just for fun. You can only pick one, though.
Shit, no, that's impossible, man.
If I have good sleep, shit diet, and shit exercise.
If I had sleep and diet, I'm good. I don't need exercise. If I have sleep and diet, I kill it.
Okay, but you can only pick one. You just got to pick one. I feel like sleep would be most crucial.
Yep, it would have to be sleep. Yep, it would have to be sleep. I don't need the exercise. We'll have to figure out the diet situation, but yeah, I'd have to. I could not. I don't really operate well without proper sleep, and I've noticed it as of late. You know, staying up is not as exciting to me as when 10 o'clock hits, sometimes 9 o'clock. I'm even known to check out at 8 every now and then. And when I do that and I wake up the next day, it's like, look out. It's like a freight train, man. It's like a rocket ship ready to go.
Yeah.
Right? So when you put those small things into place, maybe you'll start seeing the changes, right? And they happen, like, they're small, but they happen so subtly, and then next thing you know, you're in this space where, like, man, I actually feel good. Now, of course, if you want to try and you want to go balls to the wall, you could do something extreme. You could get on, you know, one of those New Year's Eve resolution workout plan thingamabob jigs that people do, but a lot of times people fall off that stuff. Like I said, 3.5 weeks in, a lot of people are done. Listen, I did that 10.5 week program, that 75 hard thing. Some people barely started. I think some people lasted a day or two.
Yeah, 2 days in, and
like,
they,
we had like 27, 30 people, man. People started leaving the group chat, and I think I get it too. Part of it is like, man, come on, can these people stop talking? I get that. But you clearly can tell from watching their Instagram, like, come on, man, you ain't doing shit. You know what I mean? And you're lying to yourself, which is fine. Like, I don't, you know, whatever you want to do. It's just, I think that taking something like that on, especially when you're not used to something like that, is a bit aggressive. Now, that doesn't mean that your body doesn't need to be, the system doesn't need to be shocked. Because sometimes it does. I shock my system all the time. Whether it's getting the cold, getting the hot, I'll stop smoking pot. Like straight up cold turkey, like won't touch it. You know what I mean? Or I'll, you know, do one thing and I'll start doing like some crazy, like sets of, you know, a different form of exercise just to, you know, throw myself. I think that's good for you, but you got to be able to sustain it too as well. Your brain, I think your mind has to be ready, and your mind has to be in that frame where you can, you know, handle stuff like that. I know this guy, man, Mark Nealon, you know him too. Like, the dude's a beast, right? He does all that crazy, like, he does some crazy, like, beyond physical, it has to be his mental capacity is in a different place type shit, man, that will wow you. But we're not Mark Nealon type athletes, you know what I mean? I'm, you know, I mean, you might not be an MJ type athlete, so I say start somewhere easy. I'm really trying to sell you on not going to the gym so I can go on January 1 and not have to wait till January 15th because it's an inconvenience. Okay?
This is MJ's world. We're just living in it.
This is what we're talking about right now. I'm trying to tell you to make your New Year's Eve, your New Year's resolution something easy, not the gym, because I'm trying to go. And when there's so many people in the gym, I don't get my workouts done properly.
Yeah, it is. It's hard. It's definitely hard too.
But anyway, I digress. I really do think that, though. I think that if we worked on health, and I am honestly kidding about the working out thing, but if that's not your thing and you're taking on too much, don't do it. And I'm not saying that to pacify you. I'm not saying that to make you soft. I'm saying, why set yourself up for some shit that you're going to waste your time on? You know, if you're going to do it, then do it and really do it. Don't half-ass it.
No, that's your motto with everything. Everything.
Who?
It's not just you.
Me personally?
Yes, you
personally. What was my motto?
What you just said. If you're going to do it, really do it. Don't just half-ass do it.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But I was also like thinking, you know, when you're talking about shocking your system, why do you shock your system? And it's not really for the physical health benefits. It's more for the mental health benefits. And then the physical kind of follows the mental.
No.
No?
I mean, no.
You don't shock your system. You don't say, I'm going to stop smoking weed for 2 months because I think, you know, I got to train my mind to be stronger. You don't do it for that reason?
I do it. Yes, I do do that. That's part of the reason why I do do that. I do it also because, and I guess it's one and the same. Sitting in that discomfort of anything, whether it's that or, you know, new workout or whatever it is that you're doing that's not something that you like. Mm-hmm. I'm learning how to be curious about it and sit in it. So I guess if that's making my mind stronger for what? I don't know, to deal with it. Or is it, I'm just interested in what it is, whether that's, wow, it feels cold and my body's all tingly, and that's a very interesting feeling. And not freak out about it, just kind of just notice it, right? I don't mean to be, this isn't a spiritual kind of thing, like be one with it. But yeah, be one with it, like really accept it for what it is. And that's all it is. You know, don't make it into anything else. So if that's what you mean, and if that's what you're saying, then yes, I don't look at it like that. But I don't know if there's some similarities I may have drawn based on what you're explaining. I just honestly do it, all of this, to see. Like, I don't work out. And even when I was single, I don't work out to, you know, have the dad bod and blah, blah, blah. I actually work out because I'm interested to see what happens when you put your body under stress, how it reacts, right?
What do you mean interested? That's such a weird way to look at it. I'm interested to see what happens when I put myself to the limit.
Like, why? Certain thing, but there's certain things that you do. Like, there's certain different, I mean, you categorize that, and I'll categorize that. Like, you know, I'm interested to see what happens to my body when I lift. I was interested to see what, which I know now, I was interested to see what happens to my body when I kind of made that switch into that ultra athlete, you know, all I do is cardio type thing, right? I knew what my body did. There were some goods about it. There were a lot of bads about it. You know, I'm interested to see now that I went into this, you know, weightlifting phase, how do I chisel it up and be a little bit more, what's the word? I don't know. A little bit more cleaned up, if you would, as far as like how my body can react, as far as how it looks, how, what kind of strength it has in certain parts of my body. Like, for example, my back. You know, I've always wanted a big back, and I want to know what it takes to get that. So doing, is it now, do I have to do more calisthenics to get to that point? I'm just interested in these different phases that I could take myself down, right, at any given point, because it's hard to get there, because it's uncomfortable, and I'm interested in all of the above when it comes to actually doing it, how it feels, what I have to do to get there, how long it takes, everything. I don't know if that,
it kind of does.
I went down this like whole hole, but right now, you know what I mean? Yeah. I just think that if we could set ourselves in that type of frame of mind, it would allow you to achieve some of these resolutions that you're trying to achieve as far as maybe health or anything else for that
matter. I want to change like the terminology, because the resolution is just, you know, when you say resolution, it's going to last 2 weeks. I think of resolution as a short-term play just because of how overused the word is.
So now you want to, what do you want to do? You want to rename it? You can't rename it for what it is. Call it what it is, so people understand what they're doing. And yes, you're right. Maybe that's not what you call it. Maybe whatever happens now or January 1 is something that you call differently, or you call it something differently than what everybody else is calling it, which is, I'm going to do this for 2 weeks and I'm going to be done with it. The resolution stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Like, the gym business has got to be the business. For, like, it's got to fund them. January's got to fund their entire
year.
I would
love to look at the back end of, like, an accounting for, like, an LA Fitness.
Or you already know what happens. They're the only, probably the only businesses in first quarter that do extremely well.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I mean? Like, everybody else is probably down, especially in January, because December just happened with Christmas.
Yeah.
Gyms are the only ones that are up.
I read something that gyms really make most of their money from memberships of people that don't go.
FOMO. I think that, you know, that is probably one of the biggest, most awesomest business models
FOMO
ever. The fear of missing out. Like, subscription services. When you make your subscriptions, think about it like this.
I fucking hate this subscription model.
When I was, no, but it works, right? Because I'll tell you what. When I was your age or younger, right, you had gyms like, and people are going to be like, damn, he's really old shit. But I don't even know if they exist anymore, but there were gyms like Bally's and so on and so forth.
Yeah, Bally's is still.
Is it really?
Actually, it might be. Like the powerhouse.
Regardless. Yeah. Back then, to join a gym, there was a lot it came with. You had to sign a contract. It was for a year. Sometimes it's just like $175 a month.
Whoa.
You know, that type shit, right? Which there's still models like that exist today, but for Bally's, that was a lot, especially to commit for a year, right? Now, you know, you got companies like Planet Fitness. They're like, fuck, $10 a month. You don't have to sign shit. 30 days in and out, we're good, right? Now, think about it. If Bally's was $175 a month subscription, and now the new way of doing business, these subscription models today being so low, and they're done like that on purpose, which one are you going to cancel? $175 a month, easily. That's you go down your credit card list and you see what you're slashing. Yeah, that's gone. That's gone. $10. Nah, I could deal with that.
They get you though. You know what I mean? Cancellation fee of like fucking $200.
No, but even still though, like I don't even think they do that now because the fees are so. They might. I don't know. I don't. I'm not a member at a gym. But most subscription services. I'll give you a perfect example of one: the Dollar Shave Club, which really at the end of the day it didn't end up being a dollar. But so the Dollar Shave Club was, I don't know. You get 5 razors or 6 razors. For like $7 a month, mm-hmm. right? Or some crazy shit like that. Now, if you compare them to like regular like Gillette shavers, like you get a pack of 5 of Gillette, that's like $45, right? So Dollar Shave Club is a no-brainer. I mean, at the end of the day, they're made in China, they're horrible blades, and they'll last for probably 3 swipes, but I don't care because as you can see, I don't really shave. So you ask yourself, why does a man who doesn't shave have a subscription service to the Dollar Shave Club?
So you do have one.
100. I used to. I finally, as of recently.
Because you thought, you know, you might actually need it one day. Then you might start shaving.
Every now and then I'll shave, and I'll shave for like a day or two, and then I'll grow my beard back, right? So put it to you like this. I was a member of that club for some years. I can't tell you how many razors I have gathered over the years. So my wife was like, why do you even get these? You don't even shave. I said, one day I might decide I want to. And when I want to, I'm going to have a whole bunch. Heck, who knows? The next pandemic might come and we might need to go to the grocery store. And I'm like, oh my God, I need razors. And it's a pandemic and everybody takes a razor. I can't shave. I got my own razors. I can mark them up. To the Gillette price of $45 when they run out. But what I'm saying is, all jokes aside, I had a fear of missing out, and I always said to myself, it's only $7. Now, let's say there are 5,000 people. You got a calculator on you? You got your phone?
Go ahead. Right. Go ahead.
Let's say there are 5,000 people at $7. How much is that?
5,000 times 7. Is, are you ready for it?
Yeah.
$35,000.
Hold on. I'm not done yet. $35,000, right?
Yep.
And let's say in the entire state, so 35,000 times 50.
All right. And that is now $1,750,000.
So you got $1.7 million, right, in subscriptions that people don't even use. Now, granted, you have to fulfill the orders. I get that. But listen, those razors, they don't cost anything but 5 cents to make. It ain't nothing for me to fulfill that. And chances are, it's a drop ship. So as a company, subscription service is everything to me. Because MJ, he doesn't even shave and he's ordering razors. Let's say there's 5,000 of that. 5,000. So what's 5,000 times 50?
5,000 times 50. I should know this because I just literally came out of college.
You should know that, man.
But I failed math like twice.
2.5. Is it?
Yeah.
Yep. 2.5
million. 2.5
million. So let's say you got 2.5 million subscribers, right? That just don't even use your product.
But they pay for it.
But they pay for it. Let's say you got half of that. That's still almost, that's over, that's close to $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
FOMO. It works. So, yeah, so the gyms, their best interest is to get you at this time of year, make you sign up, $10, you're in and out. Shit. People, I got a gym membership, I don't even use it. You know what I mean? Now, I don't know if it's $10 anymore, considering Bidenflation and everything.
Planet Fitness is still, like, that's the one that everybody goes to.
The purple place. Yeah.
The purple place with the Tootsie Rolls.
Yeah. You know what I mean? But seriously, and I think that I can't remember who bought, like, Planet Fitness used to be something else, and somebody bought it. Or I don't know if, like, it bought all the Gold's Gyms, or it's something. It used to be some corporation came in, named it Planet Fitness, but they've got a great business model. And from what I understand, the gyms are pretty cool. You know, I mean, I don't go to them, but
I've been to many.
So you can chime in.
Yeah, the gyms are all right.
No, not that great.
They're all right.
So she wasn't cute. She was all right. She wasn't that cute. She was all right.
Great personality, though.
Yeah, great. I know what that means. Well, what I'm trying to say is, you know, yes, they set you up for that. They make money off of you making a deal with yourself that you're going to break after 2.5 weeks. I say, still make the deal with yourself. Really hold true to it. And don't do some shit that you know that you're not going to do.
Yeah, that's
now,
where you
start. That doesn't necessarily
yourself.
Mean don't do anything tough. It's just be realistic about it, man. Like, you know, like I said, don't set it up where you're going to be a bodybuilder by June. It ain't going to happen. Sorry, it's not. It is not. 99% of the people will not do it. And it's proven every time. Mm-hmm. I saw it when we were doing the 75 heart program, how many people fell off. Some people just didn't even do it.
About 75% of the people fell off, which is,
I'd say more than that. I'd say 10% of the people remain.
It's hard as shit to wake up every day and do 2 workouts and drink so much water and then read a book. Come on, man. Nobody reads nowadays.
Okay. But the point is, don't be upset with yourself if the shit don't happen. If you want shit to happen, you got to do it. What's my saying?
You got to do it all the way. You can't do it half-ass.
Don't do it half-ass. You know what I mean? If you're going to get in the tub, don't get in the tub like he's gotten in the tub before where he just puts his foot in the tub. Sit in the goddamn tub. You know what I mean? It doesn't do you any justice if you eat right half the day and eat like shit the other half of the day. My biggest problem when I used to do a lot of these triathlons and marathons, you know, with other athletes, is they seem to have their reasoning, or some of their reasonings, not all of them, definitely not all of them, and it was not like half of them or anything, but there were some athletes that would literally do this stuff so they could go drink a shitload of beer, so they could go have a shitload of pizza, right? And that ain't doing yourself, like, that's not even, you're doing the same shit, like, you're doing the same shit over and over again and expecting different results. You're being bad to your body, whether you work out and eat like shit, or not work out and eat like shit. Like, it's the same effect. You're still doing damage. Damage is damage, whether it's light damage or heavy damage, it's still damage, right? So get out of it. Don't set yourself up for it by trying these smaller changes, little things at a time.
You're absolutely right. I watch so many people try and ape themselves at the wall and just fall every time.
It's hard, man. And unless you have the mindset, the intentions, and everything else in between to deal with those hard circumstances, unless you're really advanced to really go asking for these kinds of problems, when I say these kinds of problems, these kinds of discomforts, that you're going to stick through it no matter what. And there are times, I'm not saying I'm the person, I've just become better at it over time. But there's still places where I fall short and I fall off a lot when I go balls to the wall instead of doing it, you know, slowly and easing into it. I'll go balls to the wall and fall flat on my face and try to figure out why. And that is the very reason why, my friends, these resolutions don't work. You got to go into it with the right intention as well as at the right speed. Can't come in too hot. Can't peak too early. You know what I mean? Because then that's when you're going to really get it. I learned that shit, man, when I started that 75 hard thing, because I came out hot like I used to do for races. I came out guns blazing, doing all these exercises. By the third day in, I was like, there's no way I could do this for 72 more days. There's no way.
Yeah.
Right? My coaches always used to tell me this stuff right before the race. He said, listen, right when the gun goes off, as soon as it goes off, count to like 10 or 15 and then go, right? Because all the people that, all the adrenaline junkies and all the people that are like, yo, we're ready, we're going, they're the ones that are going to burn out really quickly, right? Let them go.
The gun is such a mental thing, because I used to do racing too. I used to do like long distance.
Fuck you. Long distance what? Long distance sitting in your daddy's car? Long distance carriage races?
I ran cross country.
Bullshit, you ran cross country. You can't even run a half marathon. You're full of shit.
What are you talking about? I will show you fucking videos of me finishing my races.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm just saying the gun is such a mental, like, that's a lot of things in life. It's just a mental thing.
It is. A lot of people get caught up in it, though, and they have over the past jack themselves up for it, because they'll go out so hard and I'll end up passing them like halfway on the race, like smack them on the ass, like, man, you got to calm that shit down. So what he taught me was, when it goes off, take a minute, count to 10 or 15, take a breath, and then you can go. And then you let all that madness kind of go ahead of you. So same thing with this, right? As you focus on it, and like I said, hopefully whatever your resolution is, you may have and be flourished, and I hope you are, with good health, so you have another goal that you want to achieve for 2024. Go after it, but make sure you're going after it the right way with those small changes, whatever that is, whether it's on your body, on your business, to be a better parent, whatever it is, just ease into it with the proper mindset. Now, easing could be going at a 7-minute pace or a 15-minute pace. It's your pace, your race, right? Just make sure that you do it and understand the ebbs and flows of the shit. There's goods, there's bads, there's ugly, but there's all on the same line of consistency. If it stays all on the same line of consistency of you always showing up, the shit's going to happen, man. You may not have a whole bunch of wins on it, but when the wins come, they feel great and you conquer yourself. So I think that's what I would say. Brendan G, I say you need to concentrate on your health for 2024, doing it properly.
I had a Beyond Scared Straight moment. You know the show Beyond Scared Straight, where they take the kids into jail and they show them what jail is like. So that's basically just like, do you want to get back in that CAT scan machine? That's how it was for now. I don't want to get back in the CAT scan machine.
So we won't get back in the CAT scan machine. We're going to make this a great 2024, at least for the first 2 weeks. That's all I got for today, man. Just make it a good New Year's Eve resolution. Ruck Talk. Like the shirt, by the way. Check out my Nipsey Hussle shirt. One of my buddies got this for me for Christmas.
Marathon continues.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. I like it. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening to Ruck Talk. Don't forget to follow us at Ruck Talk on every single social platform there is. And if we're not there yet, send us an email, info@rucktalk.com, and we'll make sure we get on there. As well as if you want to be a guest on the show, we'd love to have you. We'd love to have a Ruck Talk with you. Sit down and talk about some real, 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 real stuff. Until then, we'll see you in 2024. Deuces! Bye. Welcome to the show, baby. Best round, it just depends if I'm in your town.